Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening and good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, I am in a very, very good mood, so we're going to have a fabulous, fabulous evening. All right, I'm going to get my callers in once I play a couple of cuts, so y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. This is Closer by Jess.
It's so
got me open. You got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping. Just for some time. Just for some time.
You're gonna treat me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it is Thursday night. You know how we do. We take it easy. We lay back. Make sure you get your cocktails ready. Make sure those children are in the bed, you know, because we have grown folk talk going on. That's how we do. All right, I appreciate y'all holding on, listening to the music. Last week, I didn't get a whole lot of music in, so I want to make sure I stay to the format in which I created, because, you know, Lawless Radio is about promoting the unsigned, the independent, the underground artists. We want to make sure that we give them their props. All right, y'all, just a few little things. If you interested in submitting your music to Lawless Radio, make sure you go to lawlessradio.com, hit the submit the music link, and it will give you detailed instructions on what you need to do to submit your music. You have to follow those instructions in order to get your music submitted. If you send me a hit, a little song, a wave, an MP3, I cannot just play it on the air. It does not happen. All right, y'all, make sure you join my Facebook group. It's The Raw Deal with Catrice. It's out there. The email address for it is therawdealcatrice@groups.facebook.com. All right, so I got a call on the line. I think this is my girl. What's up, girl? How you doing this evening?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So how's your week been this week?
As always.
Girl, as always, that's what I'm talking about. So how was your week this week?
Wow. Hey.
Well,
I'm off today. I'm not at work today. So, normally when we're on the air, I'm at work.
Right, right.
People be looking at me crazy.
Right, so you could be off the chain today, huh?
Right, right. You already know how I do it. But nah,
I know.
Somebody stole my dog. I bought a dog, girl, $800.
You bought $800 dog?
And they took it. I only had him 3 days.
Who took it?
If I do, I will have him back.
Oh, damn. What kind of dog was it?
Girl, a Pomeranian. He's so cute.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh, so where was it?
I was about on a dog house and all of that, and I just took him. I let him
okay.
pee.
So tell me, where was he that he got? I mean,
see, not my fence is gated in.
Right.
And they went into my fence and literally stole my backyard.
What?
I'm like, dang, y'all can have the man. Why y'all take the dog? What did y'all take me?
Oh, my goodness. Man, that's deep. That's deep. That's deep. Man, you got the dog. The dog is gone. The dog is gone.
The wrong dog out of here.
Man. All right, well, you know what? If anybody listening out there, you know who you are. If you took her dog, bring her damn $600 dog back. Come on. Was it
$800?
Bring the motherfucking dog back. $800? Shoot, that's rent. What the fuck?
Right. And that is exactly that's my mortgage payment, for real, though. I think that is.
Right. Right. All right, hold on. We got to put some boots on the line. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, baby.
Oh, shit.
What's so fun?
Are you going to act right now?
Who's up with this sitting in the boot shit?
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
What's up with this puss in the boot shit?
Hey, ever since you said you fucking your boots, I'll never forget that.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where you get that shit. Well, I'm just to let you know, I'm the motherfucker who took our dog.
Stop my God, man.
I'm going to tell the truth. I took a motherfucking dog. He paid $800 for this motherfucker. He done ate up $800 worth of shit.
damn it. Shit.
Mm-mm. Now, y'all, you supposed to have a motherfucking show talking about Wild Bill Hickok fucking somebody on the wagon trail when you talking about a damn dog.
Well, hell, you would be too.
We would be. And you know what? The show's 2 hours. So you have no idea what can and cannot happen. So I'm just asking her what happened. Now, she done went off with a dog. I feel sorry for the dog. I feel sorry for you. I know you're hurting right now because that's a lot of money to come up off of.
Why she spend $800 on that dog?
You know, shoot, I just spent $150 on
that dog.
I got a pinky knee.
Okay, right. Me and a dog, I spend that much money on my man too, but shit. Hell.
How you gonna spend $800 on a dog and get him tied up in the backyard?
He wasn't tied up. I let him out to use the bathroom.
No, you had that motherfucker tied up in the backyard, starving him to death, and he finally got loose and ran away.
He was not tied up.
Let me go ahead to the top. Let me go and move on in to the topic.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, yeah.
Let me move on to the topic at hand. Tonight, for the first half, I would like to speak on the fact of over-controlling women and how they control their man to a point that he just follow right behind the post-so. So I brought this up because I saw this couple together, and this woman was dogging the shit out this dude. I mean just straight dogging him. It was fucked up. So I'm just trying to figure out how much shit you gonna take until you just had enough of somebody just joning in your ear. That's what I want to know. How long is the pussy that good that you would take that shit in your ear for that long without just blowing?
I want to know.
You should go ask
your man
that question.
Was it a young couple or older couple?
It was, you know, they were a younger couple.
Oh, okay. Well, I can answer that. I can't. Like older men, I think they just be like, fuck it. I ain't arguing with her ass, whatever. But a younger man, he probably just punch her in her shit.
I'm gonna shut up real quick.
Yeah, punch her in her shit.
You know
what
he
do? Choke her when they get home.
right. Okay, so all right, so the. Now, they were standing there arguing over the fact of where they were going to go to eat. So I'm just, you know, because I'm being this nosy, okay? And so she's trying to tell him, this is where you're going, and this is what you got to do. And then he made a comment, which is going to allude to my next question, is that he said, after all that shit I done did last night and got you all wet and hot and bothered, you still fucking with me? Now, in his mind, he said, I done dicked you down. You should shut up. So is that,
well,
I mean, is
he,
that
he put his
trail?
He put his dick in the wrong hole. He wanted to shut up. He wanted to shut up. He should have put his dick in her mouth.
And just said, fuck it all. Suck this and keep it moving.
Right. She got all that motherfucking mouth. She had that motherfucker unoccupied.
Right.
So you already know when you start talking shit, your man just put his dick in your mouth.
No. It don't happen that way. But no, I feel you. No, not at all. All right.
Really?
So, tell me what y'all been, have y'all been fucking this week? What y'all been doing? Seen any good pussies this week, Puss in Boots? You been any?
I don't get pussy no more.
You don't get pussy no more. Why you don't get pussy no more?
Because he talks too goddamn much.
Okay, because he talks too goddamn
much. Nah, them motherfuckers, they give me a lot of time for
rape. I gave him some. He shut the fuck up for damn time.
Nobody want to fuck you. You sound like you been smoking Camel cigarettes.
Shut the fuck up. Newport, baby. Never.
I can tell you've been smoking cigarettes. It's all in your voice.
Oh,
that's how
goodness.
I talk.
No, that's motherfucking smoking cum.
Now, you want me to put on my sexy voice? I can put on my sexy voice.
They call that shit cum dust.
Cum dust? What the fuck? Where do you be coming up with this shit?
Cum dust is when you smoke cigarettes and get cum on it. It's just cum dust.
Well, shit, I ain't got no cum in my mouth, baby.
Nah.
What you do?
What
you get? How you
that.
Get it out?
They don't roll
how
like
you get that.
That
shit out?
Mm-mm.
How do I get it out?
Yeah.
Don't put it in the first place.
You don't get ahead?
I've been fucking, but I ain't none of my
I
mind.
Said, do you give head?
Do I give head?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, that's a requirement of a relationship. Head.
No.
Hold on. I asked her, do she... You can't answer the question?
Do you?
Look, that's a double motherfucking negative. I asked you the question first.
Mm-hmm. There ain't no double negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's a negative.
Mm-hmm. A double negative is when you ask a question with a question.
I ain't sucked a dick in about 4 months.
You ain't sucked a dick in 4 months.
I ain't sucked a dick in 4 months.
Well, my dick been lonely for 4 months.
You ain't had no pussy and you ain't had your dick sucked. Okay, so I can see
what... Hey, she ain't sucked no dick in 4 months. When the last time you had some dick?
Yesterday.
And you ain't. How long you been fucking this guy?
Look at the inquisition. Like, he your man now. How long you and him been together? When
since,
the fuck this happened?
You been fucking him since your rent been due, huh?
Okay, it's the first. Shit. How long?
Right.
Yesterday was the 31st. We had to make sure.
Right. That's what she fucking when the rent due. She get the fucking.
We just lost $800 damn goddamn dollar dog. We need to do something. Fuck.
Yeah, she should have been sucking his dick. He wouldn't have ran away.
Oh, no, my goodness. Now, you know.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Y'all hold tight.
We're sucking the dog.
So crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy. You know, lately I've been trying so hard, but I just can't stop. Missing you is crazy, baby. But living without you is the hardest part. They say love takes time, but I guess that's true. But baby, you know I'm no fool. I'm gonna put my trust in you. But it's gonna take such a long time to figure out. Try the very best I can to change your mind. Make you see that forever, baby, comes one day at a time. I don't care as long as we're together. It may be stormy weather, but if I can't have you, baby, the stars don't even matter.
Time to figure out what was on your mind.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all. Y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. I was looking, and I had a question come to me off Facebook, and I am going ahead and talk about it. Since we're talking about oral sex, can you explain to me the whole how we really deep throat? What does deep throating really mean? So, you know what? Let's see. I'm scared to see what they're going to say. All right, we got Melissa back. Puss in Boots, you there? All right now. Melissa, you that girl? All right, they quiet. They got some jacked up ass phones. All right, somebody, I'm going to have to put on mute. Hold on, somebody got some static situation going on. You know what, I'm going to conversate with myself for a second because I need to answer that question. Since I am the one who really knows about this, I'm telling you, because a lot of folks think that they actually know what deep throating is and ain't all about taking the girls back of her head and just kind of just throwing her right there on the dick and just making a gag. Although making a gag may really just kind of excite you, but however, that shit is not fun and it does not feel good, okay? So I'm just going to go ahead and just let that, say that for right now. All right, so deep throating. Basically, how you deep throating, okay, then I hung up and they came back. All right, you there? All right, so we're talking about deep throating. And what'd you say? Oh, shit. All right. When the penis goes down just past the gag reflex, that's what it is. That's what's called deep throat. Okay? When the penis gets right past the gag reflux. You know how you stick your finger in your mouth and they want to, you know, you want to gag so you can throw up? Well, the penis has reached past that point. That's why she get the gagging. Although you like to gag. Men like that sound, the whole, you know, gagging on the dick and spitting on and shit like that. You know, y'all like that shit. That works with you. But what's so different, the problem is that men, you know, most penises is about 5.5 inches long, okay? Your whole mouth is only like 3.5. So you try to stick a 5.5 long ass dick into the 3.5 length of a throat. Hell yeah, you're gonna gag. But the key is, ladies, if you really want to learn how to deep throat and deep throat right, you need to take the dick and take it in slowly. Okay, as you go. I got my girl back on the line. You there, girl?
I'm here.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, so I'm talking about deep throating. And see, ladies, you take the dick in and you slowly you go into it. You don't just go and just hit in the back of your throat and then you don't like it. Okay? That's not how you suck the dick. Okay? You have to slowly open the mouth in a nice little oval. Don't get the back teeth in it because them back teeth, that'll hurt the head. And they'll be like, hold on, baby, you know, your teeth. You got to make sure you open your mouth wide enough. If you just sit down at your desk one day and just do some mouth exercises, you know, the I-A-O-O-U and all that good stuff, that right there, stretch off those mouth muscles, and then he ain't going to be complaining about them back teeth hitting the dick. But make sure you just don't go in it like full force, you know, because you don't want to fuck yourself up. You really don't.
Matter of fact, you don't.
What'd you say? Melissa, you there? Oh, I lost her.
She done put that dick in her throat.
Girl, Melissa, call us back. You might have a bad signal. Something going on, Mel. Something going on. Yes, okay.
Now y'all women think that you deep throat a motherfucker that's really something?
No, I don't think that. Not one bit. Deep throating is just a form of sucking dick.
If that's what you want to do.
I mean, if that's what you like, a lot of women, that's all they do is deep throating. But a man,
oh, yeah.
all men don't like deep throating.
I mean, it ain't no big pleasure, like a big sensation for a woman to do that. It's just the thought in your head saying, damn, she done put this motherfucker in her throat.
Exactly. Toho.
That's all
Toho.
That
so
is.
Listen, you,
but
you,
this
you
chick,
not,
I don't know if she on the line.
Yeah, she,
this
she on the line.
This chick I know, she said her, she told me when she deep throat, her throat come.
Right. Yes.
Her, huh? Her
she
throat
said her, when she deep throat, her throat comes.
Wow.
That's what she told me now.
Who told you that?
A girl told me that. Told me that shit the other day.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't want no comment for that one.
You know, I'm like, I have seen and heard a whole lot, but that's the first I've heard that your throat comes.
Well, that's what she told me now.
Unless she regurgitating, you know.
I don't know. But I don't give a fuck what her throat do.
She regurgitating.
That's
what she's talking to chick,
huh? Nothing in your goddamn throat.
Right. I mean, I'm like,
that's what
okay.
she said.
I mean, all right.
She just got confused a little bit.
Right.
I wish her motherfucking ass was on this line. So she probably listen. I ain't no telling, but she could click in and explain the story that she what she get out of the shit.
Right, because you just you're just relaying the information. You're not sure if you're relaying it correctly.
No, I'm relaying. I had to ask her that shit 3 or 4 times myself. She said her throat come. She said, you know how your pussy come, your ass come, your throat come too. That's what
okay,
she told.
Yeah, that's what you call phlegm from the other last week when you had a little cough. Because the dick that opened up the throat and that shit that came up. That's what
wow.
the fuck that shit is.
You women can be some freaky motherfuckers.
Well, you here. He was on there when, where is Mississippi at anyway? I need to talk to him about another thing. When he well,
oh, you trying to get the alphabet soup in your asshole.
Man, no, Mississippi,
oh,
Mississippi come on at 10:30. You know, he get in
yeah.
10:30, ask Mississippi.
Remember, okay, I want to ask Puss and Pooh.
Don't
that,
call
man.
Me that shit.
Okay. No, baby, you know I love you, Z, for real,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah. Okay.
We was talking about the damn donkey punching shit.
Talking about what?
Donkey punching.
Donkey punching. What the hell are you saying? Now, she done got some leftover dick in her mouth, because I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
That's the shit you hit it from the back. You hitting it from the back and you give her a light punch to the back.
Of her neck. Will you stop it?
I told you, I don't understand what y'all talking about.
Right, we didn't either.
Me didn't either.
We trying to make a fire because you're from Detroit, so we're all in different areas. He's in Minnesota, she in Atlanta, I'm in Kansas City, you in Detroit. So I'm just making sure it's not a, you know, we just, no. I'm slow on donkey punching.
That's
And when he fought the fucking nut, he punched her in the goddamn neck. Who does that?
Okay. All right. So we're gonna talk about the punch in the neck as soon as he get on. Now let me ask this: Did you put your tongue? Have you ever put your tongue in somebody's ass?
Well, I just had that happen this weekend. Ooh, it was great, baby. If you listen, I'm sorry, but shit, that was a shit.
Oh, that's some nasty shit. Somebody
he,
put no tongue in nobody's ass.
Did he stick his tongue in your ass? Or he just,
yeah.
And she probably stuck her tongue in his ass, too.
You got me fucked up.
You don't put your tongue in somebody's ass.
I don't nigga ass or his feet. Now, other things we might be able to compromise on, but them are the two no-nos. Hell to the fuck no.
I fucked
a goddamn mile before I will stick my tongue in your ass.
But you'll let somebody do that to you?
Yes, I would.
And girl, if they like it, if they like it, go right on ahead.
And he said,
so
okay,
which one of y'all tell the truth? Who put their tongue in a man's ass?
I have never done it.
I've never.
Oh, so you did every motherfucking thing.
Mm-mm.
I have never done it.
Y'all do not want to admit
I
that
put
shit.
I put my finger in the ass, but I've never put
man,
my
finger ain't nobody gonna
oh,
man gonna let no woman put her finger in his ass.
A man will.
Oh.
Yes,
a man
they
will?
Yes,
he gay?
They ain't gonna tell the boys. Because y'all have G-spots too, just like we do.
Yeah, my G-spot is a gun spot. I'll blow your motherfucking head off for trying that shit with me.
You know,
but
don't knock it till you
die. It's a taboo for men.
Exactly.
But men won't do that shit behind closed doors. Don't let them fool you.
Exactly.
Well, that's what they do. I don't play that shit. That shit is gay and homosexual activities.
Hey.
There's nothing wrong with a little finger in the booty.
Well, you let somebody stick their finger in your ass.
I sure the fuck will.
Exactly.
You a nasty ass.
Stick two of them motherfuckers up there.
Is that what
y'all motherfucking women is freak. Y'all women will put anything in their ass, their pussy, their mouth. Y'all motherfuckers are going to sit on a fire hydrant. Anything.
Now, that shit hurts, man.
Yeah.
It's not shaped correctly. You don't want to sit on the fire.
Y'all just do anything just to get a nut.
Hey. See, at least we are creative. All y'all do is just jag off.
Well, shit. Well, especially if something happened up in your ass.
We can do most of, we can figure out a whole lot of things to do. Get up.
Yeah, shit.
Exactly. Who's fucking you in there?
How about the rubber band and the balls? Now, what
right.
The fuck
well,
is that?
Hell, who the hell put rubber bands on their balls?
Yeah, okay. Now, you know what? I couldn't. I was at work, and I said, damn, I can't be on this motherfucker at work. I need to get off here. That shit right there. Who puts rubber bands around their balls? Now, come on now. Is you such a cheap-ass bastard that you can't go out and get a cock ring? You gotta put a rubber band around your balls. Come on.
Who in the fuck put cock rings on that shit?
No, all right.
What's wrong with a cock ring?
They had the same thing at the same time. I like them.
Yeah.
So
what's wrong with a cock ring?
I never
look. A nigga don't need all that shit to get a nut off. Damn, all you need is some good head or some good pussy.
You know what? See, you have to open your mind. See, everybody think it's just lay down on the bed. Okay, missionary, hit it from the back. Okay, we're going to turn to the side. I'm going to get you against the wall. You put a motherfucking cock ring on, tighten up that dick right there around that scrotum sack. Your shit, you would be fucking, you'd be like, damn, this shit feel good. Because you don't
know what that shit causes blue balls.
Okay. No, you're not fooling because it stretch out.
Do we sell that on the site?
What?
Yeah, I sell them.
No, do we sell it on, like, the Lawless site? The
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I might need to invest in that.
Yeah. And I can tell you, there's different ones. There's ones where you can actually get the ring and you can pull your balls through the ring and you have the cock ring. And it right there will hold your cum and your dick will be harder longer.
And then
hold
you
on.
Would catch blue balls.
Well,
you
don't
catch
blue balls. With a hard dick. When we were talking
up,
about
man?
That, he fucked too long anyway.
Hey, what's up, Patrice? How y'all doing there?
What's
hey,
up, man?
I'm going to need to order one of them.
You need one of them?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying. See,
yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, that's the shit.
I can order one, too. Get on the site. What is it? Lawless.
Lawless adult, or you can get it directly from me.
Man, nobody want that. I don't want no shit like that. You get blue balls.
I
like
inbox
that.
You, because I'm going to be ordering some shit, but I want you to send me my pitch.
I will do it. So, I mean, what's wrong with it? I mean, what makes you think you're going to get blue balls? Because you stumping the cum?
Yeah, because if a man holds his nut and you hold your cum, See, it'll automatically come out on its own if you ain't got to do shit. If it builds up, it's going to come out on its own. But if you let some cum sit on your nuts too long, that shit hurts.
I mean, well, how long
that's
you talking about?
That's the first
about,
time I've
like,
ever heard
it. I ain't talking about for no couple of hours or nothing. We just talking about adding an extra 10, 15 minutes so your lady can get
you
the fuck on.
If you're in the middle, of a good fuck, who's going to be put a watch on and say, well, I only got 15 minutes?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying, hypothetically. I mean, you're not going
to
get too long.
All the wine is to see if he put it
on. That long holding the nut.
You know, listen, fucking is to let that shit out. It ain't to be holding it. Who the hell want to fucking hold their nut? I'm trying to get 2 minutes and 2.
Oh, 2
wow. Because a nigga might be coming home.
See?
Oh, here
all
you
right,
go.
Let me ask
you're
you.
Right.
Who else got on the line? Who got on the line?
Let me ask you fellas this. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got me another caller. Hold on a sec.
Robbie
and Patrice, who's this on the line?
Liza.
What's up, Liza?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful, girl. I ain't talked to you in a minute.
I know. It sounds like you got a bunch of old men on the line tonight, girl.
A motherfucking old man.
Oh, man. Hey, what the fuck? Our old man, your ass.
And then when he gets through, our old man, your throat.
You trying to hurry up and get your nut and go to sleep. I already heard you. You've been hollering that for about 10 minutes already. I've been listening.
I didn't say go to sleep. I said leave out the motherfucking house.
Whatever. Go to sleep, leave, die. Who gives a shit? Next.
Hell no.
Have a guy ever, have you ever used cock rings with a guy?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I like the ones with the bullets on them.
Exactly. That's
hot. You probably got on one right now.
That's some hot shit. The bullets,
probably,
the bullets.
You probably
right
got on a cock ring on her nut.
The cock ring that I use, though, doesn't go over the testicles.
It don't, it, right. Right,
no, I don't use one that goes over the testicles. It has a bullet that you can either turn down, you know, turn it around so that it pressed up against the testicles. And if he hits you from behind, every time he hits you, you turn it down by his testicles, it'll hit your clitoris every time he comes in.
I love that.
Good
one. Use that before.
Damn. I bought one of them pictures. I'm right down some shit on your little.
Yes, go to send me an inbox. Yeah, you hit the one, hit your clit too, and nothing about the vibration sitting there right there on the text.
I need that.
Right then on the clit too, that vibration is off the chain.
Yes,
it is. Multiple
orgasms.
One
right behind the
other. Yeah, yes.
I like when the balls hit the clit, so I know that shit will turn me the fuck on.
Hell yeah, that's
true. Because, baby, his balls is vibrating. When it hits your clit, it's vibrating. If y'all come together and hold, both of y'all vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Hell yeah.
A lot of vibration. Y'all motherfuckers out to do a threesome.
Man, all right, been there, done that. Okay.
We better kill your ass, Lee.
Hey, I tell you one thing. I love to be coming and going.
It ain't enough pussy
wherever you live at to kill me, unless you got some motherfucking some red snap or something.
I ain't never had a motherfucking get up and leave out.
Now, fellas, let me ask you this question. What is better when you getting your dick sucked? Is it better for you to be standing up, laying down, or sitting down? Sitting up.
Hey, long as my dick in my mouth, it don't matter what position. Just put mine in the mouth, too. I don't give a fuck if I'm on my knees, hula hooping, doing the tippy roll, motherfucking doing the running man. Just put my dick in your mouth.
Can I ask the man a question?
Go ahead, girl.
How old are y'all?
What the fuck this got to do with anything?
Yeah,
I'm
what
just
the fuck that got to do with anything? I second that motion.
I'm just curious.
I'm over 40.
Okay.
I don't tell my.
So am I.
What
oh, well,
how
old did you? Y'all got
what
blocked
you,
off the list next.
What survey
you
want
to remember? Y'all need to piss all on you?
Right.
Excuse me?
Go.
What?
What survey are you taking?
Oh, wow. I can't hear you. Somebody's laughing. Could you say it again?
I said, what survey are you taking?
Oh, I was just curious. I was just curious. It interests me in the difference between the ages and how they see and feel and think about sex. And I was just curious.
Some guys just don't get off all into all that pessimistic freak shit.
Well, a lot of guys
touching with motherfucking toys and rubber bands on balls. I'm not into that.
But you know what? Like my guy, this guy that I just started dating asked me about, you know, some freaky sex. I don't know what you consider freaky, because freaky is different for everybody. But he
yes, it is.
Like, right? It
I
is.
Can attest to that.
Freaky is doing
shit that you don't usually do.
No, that's not true.
I don't think so.
Freaky is when a motherfucker go outside just so a nigga can watch him fuck. That's a freak. And when you get off watching other people fuck and shit. Freaky is a motherfucker who just sit around with a vibrator up their pussy, driving in the car with them little bullets on.
No, that's just a horny motherfucker.
That sounds like lonely to me. That doesn't sound like freaky.
That sounds like a lonely,
giving up woman.
Okay, what is it? Like, with him, he likes, like, for me to put on heels.
Hey, put your phone on me.
Fucking heels and shit.
Freaky is different. He likes different stuff. Freaky is abnormal shit. Like when you said sticking your tongue up a motherfucker's ass, that shit ain't normal. That's it. That is way more normal than you think, honey. Exactly.
I have never been with a man that did not lick my ass. How about that?
Well,
hey. You
better get the mix.
Hey, I'm with him on that. Hey, well, hey.
I ain't never had one of these.
You don't look
ass.
So
that's not freaky. That's normal to me.
You never licked ass.
Look
ass
too.
Hold on. Aunt, you never licked ass?
What you say?
I said you never licked ass.
No, not even by mistake.
What's freaky to you? What do you do that's freaky?
I don't even know how to answer that.
But he might be in a. Are you in a location you can't answer?
Yeah, I'm
an athlete. Well, actually, this is a difference between nasty and freaky. Then nasty is the abnormal shit. When you pissing on people, sticking your tongue up motherfuckers' asses, shitting on people,
that's
abnormal shit.
Okay, well, hold on a second. No, well, now you're moving into, like, fetishes. People like a fetish when they, you know, I don't personally want nobody to shit on me, but people want people to shit on me. Okay?
Thank you for clarifying that, ma'am.
Wow.
What do you ladies like to piss and shit?
No, I'm not into none of the excrement or urine.
No, I don't do no pissing on me, no shitting on me, nothing that has to come out of my body. What'd you say?
Okay, so what's freaky to y'all?
Okay, hold on. Aunt, I'm going to have to put you on mute, man. Or you mute your phone because your background noise, you can't hear nobody.
Okay, wait a minute. So what's freaky to y'all? And I'm going to go on mute.
All right.
Who's going to start?
I don't know. What's freaky or nasty?
Freaky, there's a difference. So let's start
right, with that's what I'm saying. We yeah, freaky. We'll just establish that off top. Freaky to me is like, shit, we just know we do whatever. Shit, come on, let's go, whatever. We think of.
You got
to
be more specific.
Be more
specific.
Because whatever to you may be everyday, regular
like,
to me.
What he
but
said, he's thinking licking my ass and shit is nasty, but to me that's freaky. Like, hell yeah, that motherfucker suck and stick a tongue all up in there and then.
Ain't that where shit at?
Why fuck you? You know what I'm saying? That's freaky.
Ain't shit in your asshole.
Yeah, your assholes.
No,
you got. Do you see people walking around sticking their head in the toilet?
I don't know
no motherfucker licking toilet bowls.
I don't know what they doing in there.
You don't know.
Asking that question, women bleeding, y'all still stick your tongue up that motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, you out your motherfucking mind.
You know blood comes from there, and you still stick your tongue
up
there.
Yeah, what he's saying, we don't do it when it's coming from there.
Not if y'all know
me a week, please.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
Not if you don't know.
But I didn't have a motherfucker do that, too. Now, that's nasty.
Hey, hold on. Put it like this. When you was a kid and you scratched yourself, you would lick the blood off your, you know. So we don't use that as an example. But when you went to the bathroom and you boo-booed and you wiped your butt and you got it on your hand, you never licked that off. That's nasty.
Never, ever.
Okay, so
You didn't wash your hands either, did you?
Nah, let's just get that correct. Can nobody be doing that. Now, be for real.
Yeah, that shit is out of the ordinary.
Any fool that's out there sucking on your butt, I won't even want to fuck him. Be for real.
If you listen, baby, thank you for the session. Because I stayed in bed 2 days with the motherfucker. Shit.
There's nothing wrong with licking ass.
Yeah, because it's your ass.
You might want to try it. She'll love it.
What satisfaction is a man going to get licking a motherfucking woman's ass?
Most men do.
Her reaction is just going to be just so remarkable. You're going to nut on yourself.
Oh, my God, I'm cooking dinner. Breakfast and lunch for the motherfucker.
And ain't nothing like you getting it right there behind. She on her knees.
Ooh.
You spread them cheeks open and you just stick your tongue right up on in there. Nose and all.
Remember when we was talking about how he started, I was on the phone. And he's like, baby, I need to talk to you about stuff. So I'm going to get out the phone and that motherfucker just start licking my ass. I'm like, God, I call you back.
Hey, I'm lying.
What type of ass you got where a motherfucker just look at you and say he want to lick your ass?
About
it,
it's perfect.
It's not the ass if they just want to lick it. You might want to lick it when you see it.
Right.
Yeah,
it's flawless, baby.
There is no ass out in the world that I done saw that I thought, man, I want to stick my tongue in it. I'm sorry.
Hey, yeah, I heard that.
I don't think nobody licking that girl ass.
Matter of fact, we can move to the next subject.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
I caught a nigga on three-way right now. He'd be like, I want to know,
what's your definition between nasty and freaky?
Who you say?
Liza. Is she still on the phone?
Somebody licking her ass.
Right.
Liza got a tongue in her ass, so she can put us on hold.
I gotta call you back.
Fine.
You got to try this
ass shit.
You know what? Listen, being nasty is exactly what y'all talking about. You know, the whole shit and pissing and all that. You want me to stick my finger up your ass and then you lick it, shit like that. No, we don't do that. okay? But you can be as freaky as you want to. And, I mean, you go into different positions, you know. He like, you know, suck my dick, and then I'm going to fuck you real good. Things like that. That, you know, you want to get hot and just freaky with it. You know, y'all just doing different type shit. You know, all over the motherfucking house. Something. Get a swing.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a swing. Hang from the dough. You know.
You need a pole in here. Hell yeah.
Man,
hey fellas,
would you let your lady tie you up?
Fuck no. Nope.
Oh,
my name ain't motherfucking Kunta Kinte.
Oh my goodness, no he didn't.
Mother,
I
don't
like
me up
the
damn bitch run off with my shit.
I can't go with the being tied up.
What's wrong with being tied up?
I can't stand being handcuffed. Shit.
Right. I like to reach out and touch, so being tied up ain't gonna, thrill me. I'm gonna be kind of.
So you always, in the midst of it all, you always got to touch. So what if she don't want you to touch her, and she want to do everything to you?
That's cool.
She gonna be throwing my hands back off a lot. She gonna be telling me to move your hand. Move your hand. I had that situation the other day. She wanted to do no hands, and I wanted to grab the head. She pushing my hands away.
What you grabbing the hand for? To suck the dick more? What the fuck?
Gag status.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to hit.
See, that, you missed that early. That's what we were talking about. That whole
damn. I had to let my phone charge.
We were talking about the whole gag and blah, blah, blah. But you know, this one guy sent me a Facebook message and said that he like getting head when he on his knees on the bed, and she laid down.
What?
He said it felt better.
I don't know.
Can you say it again?
He said he likes getting his dick sucked while he's on his knees in the bed and she's laying down.
I can do that.
Like on her face.
Right. Like, no, yeah. Aunt, mute yourself.
Hold on. Hello.
Yeah.
Damn, that was a new girl on the line.
I am on mute.
Okay.
Now I'm going back to it.
All right. Somebody got some background, or if y'all got the computer on in the background, please turn it down. All right. But no, what I was saying was, He said he likes it when he's on the bed, his knees is on the bed, and she's sucking his dick while she's laying down.
On her stomach, on her back, I mean.
On her stomach.
On her stomach.
And he said he liked that sensation because the way her head tilts down.
She can drop it right in.
Yeah, he liked that stroking, but I asked him, I said, it's probably because of the way you hung. See, some guys, I'm serious. You know what I mean? Because if you rock hard, your dick is only going in one direction. You know? So, it's, you know, you got to work that the right way. But if you one of them penises that, you know, that has a semi-limp to it unless you are inside the pussy, then you can actually work it better that way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if he got a curve or whatever.
Yeah, now if he got a curve because it's hitting the top of your throat, you gotta make sure that you know you ain't about to choke.
Right.
The ones
some dick allergies.
I want to say.
Well, shit, we have kids.
Now we
have
my subject. I want to keep talking about sucking dick.
You know. All right. Now, hold on tight. All right, y'all, give me a minute. I'm going to be right back. Y'all need to call back in, but I'm going to have to play two songs. I'll be right back, y'all. This is 311, Matt B. Tim Benson.
I'm not afraid to again. Just lay your head on my shoulder and I will never let go. Lift you up, I put the F back on your chest. Stand tall and I defend you from the best. I'm a lyrical rap thinking. You don't ever have to breathe again. Human defibrillator, I can make you breathe again. Hold tight, we gon' rise again. Rest the dirt from my eyes again. Like a phoenix from the flames, we will never lose the fire within. Can't stop till we all are in. My burning spirit ignites me. The darkness is the absence of light, then I'ma shine for you. Burn it up and let me ride for you. Like a beating drum, I'm your 808. Shut up, watch me burn.
My place or your place don't matter. I don't
Welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal on Lawless Radio. All right, I am back. I am back. All right, one thing I want to say. This is funny, but you know what? I was going to talk about it next week. I'm going to talk about it tonight. If the fellas are back out there listening, tell me, how would you handle if your girl wanted to just run a train on your ass? How you like that? Melissa, you there, girl?
I'm here.
All right, now listen. This is a good question. So your girl, you come to your man, you like, listen, we gonna run a train on your ass. Whole bunch of girls gonna fuck your ass up. You think you gonna cry like a little bitch?
Well, me knowing my girls, she would be able to laugh. After I get finished, but the second, by the third, easy. Get me out. Like, what the fuck? No. That couldn't even stay hard that long anymore, though.
Risa, it couldn't even stay hard that long.
I mean, I'm talking about man, period. Let me meet a man that can stay hard that long.
I don't know. There are men that actually can stay hard that long. Based on the situation that they're in, I think it's all psychological. I think that if there's a group of women in the room that's about to run a train on your ass, I think that dick will stay hard.
No,
I'm not sure, fellas. If
you
out there,
I ain't got no dick, so I don't know.
Fellas, if y'all out there, hit me up 646-478-5209. I want to know, fellas. I want to know, if your woman say, hey, I got my girls here, we're going to run a train on your ass, we just going to fuck you up, make you cry.
See,
you think your dick going to stay hot?
I've done that with a man, just me.
We said, just
and
you here.
That's my fantasy,
man.
You still
saying,
come on now, get the fuck
right.
Up. Come on,
let's see, go. See. Hold on, I got me a fella on here.
What's up, Buck? What's
going on, man? Not much. All right, so we've been talking about various different things. So right now the topic is, you know, your woman going to run a train on you.
Hey, what now?
Hypothetically speaking, your woman come home and say, baby, me and my girls are going to run a train on you. Do you think your dick going to stay hard to get through these 2 to 3 women?
Man, look at my dick stayed hard up in Marietta, so I know I shouldn't have a problem with my dick staying hard with 2 women. Believe me.
Three.
What about 2, 3, maybe 4?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have got him excited.
Yeah, I want to know when this is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Is that happening this weekend? the whole Labor Day weekend or whatever?
It's going to happen this weekend.
Oh.
You want to know what's
this is just off radio here.
You think I'll
pull out
of that booty, I'm just playing.
Yeah, we don't want to go there with him. You know, he'll probably cuss us out.
What did he?
My phone
was charging, and so that's why I was, you know, absent. But I'm here now. I don't know about licking. You probably blow my ass, but I don't want you to lick my ass because I'm gonna want to kiss you. And I don't think so.
Vice versa, like you look at her ass.
Yeah, what about you look at her ass?
Oh no! I don't like the way shit tastes. You know what I'm saying? I've never tasted it before, and I don't plan on starting. You know, tasting to see what it tastes like and all that. You know, I'm good.
Oh wow.
See.
Now I might blow up your ass. Tickle it and blow on it. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Right. But that's as far as you go.
Just tease it.
Pretty much.
Play around,
but
it's like okay. So
we're
like,
I blow up the day,
but almost.
Right. All right. Well, let me ask you this. Okay, that question that was posted out there on the group. Okay, hold on. We got our buddy back. What's up, man? All right, that question that was posted out on the group was what was it? Man, I don't forget. What?
Will you fuck your third cousin?
Will you fuck your third cousin?
I did that. I posted that. That was me. And it was
You posted that bullshit.
I sure the hell did.
The hell
because I know somebody
like
that did it.
But
you did?
And they didn't say nothing was wrong with it. No, it was not me. But I didn't think anything was wrong because if they, like, once removed, if it's not the first cousin, you take cousin, then we didn't grow up together and all that. I was like, okay, I'll just ask. Shit. Would you?
I would say no. I mean, by some aspect, you are related.
I'm on my ass. You done did it too.
You related. I mean, no, I don't fuck my cousins. Thank you very much. Now, I'm just saying, you're related, so I wouldn't fuck my cousins. You know,
yeah, that's some old nasty shit.
Now that question out there, that question I was gonna ask: why do women spit on the dick? You know, I
don't know nobody yeah. want no dry ass mouth.
You don't want no dry ass mouth, but
that's
you know,
right.
Everybody wants
and
to...
I said, like I said, I use that KY his and her.
That shit,
and it's
that shit
warm.
Ain't. That shit ain't.
You don't like it.
No, I don't like it. I got some shit better than that.
I got
right.
some shit better than that, too.
That shit is expensive. It's expensive, though. But it don't taste all that good, but it's not for lubrication. It's just for the taste. Because it just...
Go get you a motherfucking pack of nine later, then.
A motherfucker don't like candy. I like dick.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know what you could do? You can go, like, put your ice in the freeze some ice, but make it, like, some Kool-Aid or something, and throw that shit in your mouth and suck on that motherfucker.
See, that's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because if you put Kool-Aid is dangerous. You don't want to put Kool-Aid on the dick.
Why in the fuck not? You putting your old nasty pussy on it.
Dick, nothing like on the tip, you know, maybe around the ball.
I like the ice. Give
you
me the motherfucking ice.
And you use the ice. You ever had ice on your dick before?
What the hell? Shit, I got an igloo on that motherfucker right now. What are you talking about? Ice. Hell yeah.
I have done somebody, but some people, that's why I say people like different shit. You know?
Well, hey, ice is cool. It just
what it do is, it just make your, it actually just numb your dick up a little bit, so you can take more of that motherfucking suction.
Take more
but
of the suction.
Okay, the thing, okay, so what is it when they say the ice will make it, or cold stuff make your dick go down? So I'm thinking ice will make your dick go down. That's why
no,
niggas,
because,
they be like, when
because,
they're hard, they go
okay,
to cold shower.
The thing is, this is the thing about that. Okay, once your dick get hard, you don't give a fuck if you was in Alaska. You don't feel no cold. It ain't the same. It's a mind thing. Once your dick get hard, it ain't about. You know, your whole body is not cold. Your whole body got to be cold for your dick not to get hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take
the
ice.
So you're saying the dick shrivels up if you think about something other than keeping the dick hard.
Right. It's all mental. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you can go on the motherfucking Bering Sea and fuck somebody if you want some pussy.
Can I ask you one question? Okay, man. When y'all wake up and that fucking first hard on, because most I've never, well, I've been married for 10 years, and then before that I was married for 5. Niggas, when they wake up, they dick be hard. Why can't y'all fuck when that on that first hard? They got to pee first.
Well, actually, when I wake up, my dick don't be hard. I grew out of that shit.
Well, shit, you ain't had a bitch like me, but, okay.
Listen, don't you come with this bitch like me shit, because I done had more ass than a toilet seat in a women's jail.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something about the dick being hard in the morning, since you want to know why. Most of the time, some of that shit has a lot to do with your dreams. And some of that shit got a lot to do with what's in your mind. And when you piss, and when you, it's like your blood, when you go to sleep, your blood goes to your dick. And then sometimes it's just automatic for a nigga dick to get hard. Because a little baby dick get hard. And it could be a newborn baby. So it ain't about nigga want to fuck when it's dick hard. It's just, that's some nature stuff. It's just like it's in our nature. How you start controlling it. You can control that shit.
Thank you, Dr.
So you say you can control when the dick get hard and when the dick don't get hard.
Yeah, I can. Because I'm tired of ripping up my drawers when my dick get hard. So
wow.
I control my dick. I don't wake up with a hard dick all the time. I don't do that. I wake up with no motherfucking hard on and all that bullshit.
I'm thinking about, who is that? Is that me?
Yeah, that's
so
me.
You ripping through drawers.
You're the piece of interest.
That's that'd be an incredible dick. Come on now.
Okay, I got BD, baby. A vicious dick.
Oh, my goodness.
I hit you upside the head with this motherfucker. You swear you was jumped by 12 niggas.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. Now, Melissa, you posted, was you the one that posted about the piercing of the penis?
Yes.
Okay, so
I had a guy. Yeah. And I was too scared of it.
You
that
sound like you want some motherfucking cocaine.
Me?
Cocaine
no.
is a hell of a drug.
Hell. I never did a drug in my life, and honestly I don't play.
Well, you sound high than a motherfucker.
I always sound like that, baby. It's me. That's my nature. I'm lawless.
You be popping a motherfucking pill or something?
No, baby. I don't pop shit. I'm over here.
You ain't
here. Oh, my shit that I call, what did I tell you I call the incredible pussy? It's vodka. And
gosh.
Motherfucking,
I wish we had fucking, phone fucking. Put your pussy up to the phone and let me see what it feels like.
Oh, my.
Your ass will be like that motherfucker on whatchamacallit. Be like, baby, I ain't never come back home.
I want to hear about the penis piercing. What was pierced on the penis? The tip.
Because he pulled it out like it wasn't nothing. Like, he put his finger in and pulled it out.
and was like, it was nothing. And for me, for one, it's like it looked like it hurt, but for it, obviously it didn't hurt. But I'm like, so when you stick that in a woman, do you take it out and clean it and put it back in?
Ooh.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute,
you said pull it out. Was it inside the penis or just
it was
outside
in
the hole?
Head. Yes, in the dick head.
Oh my
god. You have never seen that?
No.
Okay, yeah. It was in his dick head. And he pulled it out with his finger. You know, his dick was in his finger.
He pulled it out
with his finger.
Was
I'm,
he white?
Like, no. No, he was very black.
Okay.
I had a white boy that had one, too, that does all my piercings. But I would expect that from him. He has piercings everywhere. And when I say everywhere, yeah. But no, but, yeah, I'm like, wow. So it was just
now,
like
having a motherfucker.
Okay, so fellas, since I got the fellas on the line, we got Ant back. So will y'all ever pierce your dick?
Hell no. Hey, I just left the gym a little while ago before I hit the spot. Why this little punk motherfucker in there with his belly button pierced?
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, this is the second nigga I done saw with his belly button pierced. Why is your belly button pierced, pimp? You know what I'm saying? I wanted to switch gyms. I've been going to LA Fitness. This motherfucking gym is too gay. Too motherfucking gay. A lot of big ass, these big cut gay motherfuckers up in there. You know what I'm saying? I was like, first of all, he's gay, so I ain't finna say something to him. Second of all, gay motherfuckers can fight, so I'd have had to run to the con and get the gun. Third of all, his muscles got muscles. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you big cut faggot. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Fuck is your navel. Well, why is your navel pierced?
Right.
You know,
right.
I was like, man, this gay shit. Hey, I love a bad woman. I love a bad woman.
It's out of hand.
But this gay shit
is out of hand.
No, he's not
in
Atlanta.
No, I'm in Chicago.
I ain't
seen this many gay people when I was in Atlanta.
That's all.
I'm not trying to be funny, Catrice, but I just left Atlanta like 3 months ago, and my cousin was like, when you meet a man, you have to literally ask them, are they bisexual?
Same with y'all women. Shit.
I'm asking that for my enjoyment, though.
I'm hoping she's bisexual. Shit. We can eat some pussy together.
Let's beat this bitch up. Hold on a second. It is 10:36. Where is Mississippi Red?
He might be eating some pussy. Licking some ass.
Eating some ass. Eating some ass.
Talking some bitch salad right now. That motherfucker, boy. Don't even bring him up. Hey, Mississippi, we love you, bro.
I'm just going to bring him in. He ain't even hit the one to talk.
Get that shit off your lips.
Mississippi, you better bring your ass up in here because I'll be in Minnesota tonight. I'm leaving out in about an hour.
Mississippi Red, you there?
Catrice, I was on to you at 10:30.
You didn't bring me in right away. Look, I didn't see you.
I was there at 10:30.
You didn't
And the other one, to cuz talking about eating pussy and ass, look, don't hate me because you ain't me, okay? I'm a freaky ass nigga. I'm nasty.
Hey, nigga, you all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be nasty
before I be freaky. Okay, so now
you're exactly right, man. You know what? I'm totally wrong for that. Eat all the ass you want, man. Go ahead.
So Mississippi Red has confirmed he lick ass. You stick your tongue all up in it.
That's it.
I make sure it's clean first, though.
You make sure it's clean
first.
You can't clean the inside of a bra of anybody's ass.
Can't do it.
Okay, remember that question that I asked while y'all was talking shit? Remember that question I asked Catrice?
Hey, Lynn, I'm going to admit something. All right. I had anal sex with a girl one time. Wait a minute. I went on and did it. You know what I'm saying? Do you know I had Dookie on my dick? I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Never, ever, stick my dick in a bitch ass. The old dirt road. You know, that old brown dirt. It ain't even the red dirt, it's that brown dirt.
But it felt good, though, didn't it?
Yeah, and you know, he had a song, the pain that the wing being inflicted. That's what he was talking about. I ain't saying it didn't feel good. It's been so long, I can't even tell you, though. Can we address
something real quick?
Go ahead.
Why do y'all insist on putting a condom on, but y'all eat it, you know, have oil sex?
That's why I don't wear condoms.
Without
the
gel and all that.
He said that's why he don't wear condoms.
Yeah, I heard that.
Don't make sense to me. I don't eat all pussy.
My dick's still strong.
That's not what I asked you. I'm like, when you put on a condom, why don't you put on dental floss? I mean, you know, the dental dam and all that. When you eating somebody out, when somebody's sucking your dick, you can get the same shit in your mouth.
That's true. I always thought, damn, bitch, you gonna suck my... I don't mean to say bitch so much. My bad, lady. But I always thought, damn, you gonna suck my dick, but I got a thong of rubber. You practically swallow pre-cum.
But she can't get pregnant through her throat. I put on the rubber.
But you can get goddamn gonorrhea, AIDS, and syphilis,
yeah,
and
all that
in your damn mouth.
I'm still clean, though, so I ain't...
I'm still clean, so it ain't no major to me.
I can do that out there. We can keep on talking. Miss Peppy, what part of Minnesota? Because I'm going up to Minneapolis. I'll be up
you
there.
You trying to get your ass
out.
He trying to get
from
ass
Minnesota.
I just got my ass lit.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck, shit.
He in Memphis, right?
No, he in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm going to Minnesota.
His name is Mississippi Red.
He's on the way to Nashville.
Fuck what y'all talking about, because that's where the hell I'm from. Don't be talking about Tennessee, you motherfucker.
Nah. All right, Mississippi Red, tell us something good. You started back at the place today. Are you drunk right now? You been drinking? The kids, what kids do today?
Finally started my gig back. You know, it's hard when you go 2.5 months without any income. That's hard. That's hard as hell. Even though school is out, my bills still have to be paid. So just to go back to school today was a blessing to me. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you who do not know, yes, I am a school teacher. Even though I don't, quote, unquote, talk like it, like you think a teacher's supposed to talk like, but goddamn it, this is past prime time. We in grown folks' time. So I'm going to talk about all the pussy-eating, booty-licking, munching shit that I want, and I'm going to tell you I'm one nasty, booty-munching motherfucker.
I'm glad my kids don't go to your school. Exactly.
I heard in the first time, Catrice. I know it don't matter though. As long as I do after hours, when I'm not on the clock, that's my motherfucking business.
There you go. It is your motherfucking business. That's right.
Man, my girl lives in a badass neighborhood, man. I got to load my gun, man. I got to let y'all go. What the fuck is going on?
Goodbye.
Damn. I holler. Hey, I'll get back at y'all. Shit. All
right.
Damn.
You got a 911 situation going on.
No,
pocket. You got to load your gun. They ain't worth that pussy, man. Really. Really. They ain't never worth pussy. Pussy ain't worth it.
We don't want to have to have no rest in peace songs on Lawless for your ass. We're like, where the fuck is it at?
Man, man. Okay, now Mississippi Red, do you consider yourself more freaky or more nasty?
Nasty. Nasty.
I mean, I gotta be. I'm a freak, but you know, once I became a freak, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you just a little short story. Before I was a freak, before it was good for freaks to come out, like, you know, gays come out of the closet now, you know, because they know it's okay. I was a in a closet freak, even though I was not gay. I was always heterosexual, but I was always a freak. But until I heard that Adina Howard song "Freak Like Me," I thought it was bad to, you know, let the public know, hell yeah, I'm a freak. After she came out, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I'm a freak. And then from a freak, I became nasty.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I do, I mean, I have no problem. One of my favorite all-time pastimes is eating pussy. No problem with it. I have no problem licking a bitch's booty hole and put my tongue in it. I have no problem with it. I have yet to come up with a black tongue. And my terrible tongue has been my tongue has been registered in 6 states as a lethal weapon. It is that. I'm telling anybody out there, men, if you have not put your tongue in your woman's booty hole, do it one time and see, don't she come out acting right. She want to get up in the morning, she start cooking eggs, bacon, grits, oatmeal, and Cap'n Crunch. She fix you breakfast in bed and night.
Oh,
I'm talking about the people listening. There's people all over the world listening on the internet, on their phone. So fellas, do that. And females, if you never had it done to you, just ask your guy to do it to you and see, you know, how you start reacting. And I bet you never need another babysitter as long as you live.
Now, what about all the guys who eat their woman's ass, but they creeping? She running to another nigga.
Well, I ain't never worried about that because I've done it in some one-night stands, so it ain't never.
You lick the girl ass in a one-night stand?
I'm still clean. I get every 6 months. I get my blood drawn for HIV.
But what?
I get, yeah.
What happened in between the motherfucking 6 months?
I've been doing this for
a whole lot of pills and ass looking. That's what happened between them 6 months.
Okay.
See, you know what?
Not me, it's 200.
Katrina, Lane, you gonna have to change. Okay, I'm gonna rename you. Okay, from the freakiest woman in the Lawless World Order to the nastiest one. Which one would you rather be?
Hey, I like both. Freaky and nasty, shit. It depends on how I feel.
Oh, okay. Well,
shit.
Well, you know, nasty is a step above freak.
That's right. What I was trying to tell him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, you're gonna keep nasty to yourself. You can have that word, brother.
You can have it.
I had females. I don't run myself. Let me say, yo, listen.
And Mississippi, when it was posted, and they were like, you know, if you could choose by just people's words, who would you fuck on Lawless Adult? I said, just by words, it will be Kevin L. Frank. Because, who the fuck? Don't fuck their ass.
Well, I'm saying, I mean.
Fucking.
Listen, let me just say something.
Yeah.
Let me just say something.
That's why
one time.
I'm like, we all.
Okay,
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ms. Severette.
Like I said, last week I was dealing with a female, And remember on the last week's show, I said everybody think that, you know, men and some females think it takes everything. It takes you burying your face in the pussy to eating pussy. No, all you got to do is take the tip of your tongue and lick around the clit, lick around the lips, stick your tongue in the pussy hole, and go and just reiterate it. You know what I'm saying? I like going back and forth. I like running it from the pussy to the ass, running from the pussy to the ass. Bitch said, oh, you so nasty. And that's what I'm talking about. You don't have to be.
Okay,
I mean,
that's not
because,
nasty.
You know,
that's not
right,
nasty.
You know
that's
what I'm
normal.
She said.
That's normal.
Oh,
but let me
so
ask
nasty.
You this. Hold
and,
on.
And from a male's perspective, one of the, you know, that was like an aspiration to me. That was almost like a, you know, that was like a feather in my hat. That was like a gold medal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That wasn't an insult. That was a, you know what I'm saying? That was a, what am I trying to say? I'm uninfluenced by now. I'm a little bit.
A compliment?
Right.
For you?
That was a compliment
yeah.
for her to tell me that I was nasty. Because I went from freaky when I was looking up pussy or clit to nasty when I was putting my tongue in her ass. That was a compliment to me. It don't mean I'm a nasty. It don't mean my house is nasty, my body's nasty, my teeth
is
nasty, my mouth is nasty, my car is nasty. I got roaches in my house. I got rats running off roughshod, centipedes and all that. She didn't say that. No. She just said my sexuality was nasty. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing wrong with that. Be nasty as you want to be. I'm gonna tell you like Luke told the whole world. He just said straight up, nasty as they want to be, and I'm like, two thumbs up. That's gonna be my motto for the rest of my life.
Mississippi Red, when you put your tongue in the pussy, do you lift the tongue and pull out, or you just stick the tongue in there and go in and out?
I start with the clip, with the tip of my tongue.
I'm asking when you go, your tongue go into the pussy. I ain't talking about the clip, the outer lips or nothing. We talking about tongue in pussy. Do you curve the tongue in the pussy, or do you just have a straight tongue?
In and out, curl it. I mean, you have to, firecracker. You know what I'm saying? I'll put it in there. I'll stick it all in there and then start curling it. And then I'll pull out and go back, in and out, you know, back around the lips, back on the pearl tongue, and then in the booty hole. I do all type of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, every female can't do, it's just like, I mean, I don't like the way every female cannot suck dick the same. Certain females that make me feel good, you know what I'm saying? I know females that, you know, she'll start off by licking the tip of my head, and then she'll start sucking the head, and then she'll start going down to the shaft, and then she'll start humming on it. She'll start licking my nuts. She'll start humming on my nuts. You know what I'm saying? Every female, when it comes to oral sex, neither males or females, everybody needs something different. You know, I've dealt with females that have hold on to my dick. Listen, I have females that have held on my dick so hard, at some point you have to let the blood rush up to the dick. Don't just grab and hold on like you're trying to choke somebody. I don't have to tell. I'm like, hey, you cannot do that. I'm like, tell you what. Don't even grab on the dick.
Just suck on it like that.
You know, seriously. Seriously, and everybody know this. Everybody, Catrice, you know this. Male, you know this, and old boy, you know this too. Don't female, you know what I'm saying? Don't just grab on it. Just, you know, you have to. That's why I have to coach them. You know what I'm saying? At some point, sometimes some females you have to coach how to suck dick. Just like some females need to coach brothers how to eat pussy, but I don't need no coach on how to eat pussy. I know how to eat that. I've been eating pussy since I was 13 motherfucking years old. You hear me?
Myself.
And I'll be 36 next Sunday. And that's why I sound the nastiest motherfucker you ever gonna low on Lawless Adults.
Oh,
Did she check me out?
I mean, and I'm not gonna jack to you. I'm not gonna jack to you. I'm not packing. I'm not packing at all. But I know how to make a woman feel good. I know how to use what I got. I'm not gonna be like Buck, just come around and like, oh yeah, I got a big old dick. My shit hang down to my knee. No, I'm not gonna do that to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, just like I wouldn't appreciate a woman tell me, yeah, I got the wettest pussy in the world. Get to stick your dick in her, and it should be like Death Valley. I'm not gonna do that. Hell no. And fellas, hey, and to the brother that's still on here, let me tell you something. Don't let no female tell you the size matters. It don't. If I can satisfy a woman with just the tip of my tongue, just imagine how much I can satisfy her with a 4-inch dick. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on now. Come on. I'm just bringing it out there tonight. I'm testifying tonight.
Is this why we're testifying tonight?
And now, like Melissa say, like if males say that I'm the freakiest on Lawless Adults, well, it's cool because it ain't like she trying to do me up. She ain't trying to have a baby by me. She just want to be nasty as she want to be. So I can show her how I can eat pussy, how I can I know what her G-spot is, and I can make her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I can make her squirt.
You know,
nah, I done put it out there. I'm put it out there. Say what y'all want.
That you know that's T.L. cousin. You know that's T.L. cousin, right?
I'll be on the show with T.L. too. Come on now. I was on the show last night.
Well, I mean, I know, but T.L. from Kansas City. Right.
Yeah.
Right, I know that. Her name, former name was Melissa. I know who that is.
Yeah. All right. Right. Well, you know what?
I know how Tia lives with, you know,
First of all, the evening would have not been right, Mississippi Red, if you were not on this evening. I'm glad that you decided to join us. And before we end the show, what is your parting words for the evening? And what would you like to say to the lawless world out there?
Lawless world, lawless adults, be as freaky as you want to be. And that's all I got to say. And you're going to see your man, Mr. Kevin L. France, a.k.a. Mississippi Red, next week, all week, from Game Time to Grit Grind to Raw Deal. Okay? Mississippi_Red. Wait a minute, hold on. I'm gonna give my information here. Mississippi_Red_Yahoo.
Mississippi_Red@yahoo.com.
Okay. Mississippi, you got that.
I got it. You can reach him at Mississippi_Red@yahoo.com.
Something like that.
Okay. My number is 414-807-0526.
All right.
Okay.
I need all the freaks up in Milwaukee. If y'all listening, make sure you hit up Mississippi Red because he'll fuck that pussy up. All right, y'all.
And the boots.
We have time to the end of our show.
You bitches is getting y'all booty licked.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would like to say, Melissa and Mr. Key over there, y'all have any parting words for the evening?
I will say this. I love Lawless. I'm Lawless. Anybody that's listening that represents me, what I do, everybody knows what I do. I promote. I am a lover of music, of my artists, of my family, of my friends, everything in my community. And I'm also Lawless. So y'all keep on continuing to listen. Have fun. Enjoy. Everybody, I want to tell y'all to enjoy y'all Labor Day weekend because I know everybody's going to be kicking it.
think of some freaky ass shit to do. You know, and just enjoy life.
Hold on, Mississippi Red. You had the flow. Let Melissa finish.
I just said praise up to God. I love everybody. It's flawless, baby. Hell, flawless. Fuck.
What's up, Mississippi Red? What else you got to say?
Wish me happy 36th birthday on Sunday.
I want to wish, and I'm going to add that in just a moment, and Puss in Boots, I love that name, and I will never forget it. You have any part you would like to say?
Did you say my birthday on the air?
You know what, Mr. Red, calm down. Hold on.
Slow I up. Love Zeke.
It's going to happen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Zeke
is
come
in
from.
Detroit.
All right. He's in Detroit. You know, we didn't talk about Detroit. I know, I was watching some shit on TV about Detroit, how everybody and their mama done left that motherfucker. So, we're gonna talk about that. All right, y'all. Hold tight. This is Catrice. You've been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I want to give it up to Mississippi Red, wishing him a happy birthday coming up this Sunday. And just for him, I'm going to give him a double dip of Donnie Williams just for him. All right, y'all. Remember, there are more shows out there. You have to hit a full lineup right here on Lawless Radio. Sherman the Man every Monday night. 7 o'clock Central Time, right here at Lawless Radio. On Tuesday night is Attica Lundy, right there Central. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. And then the people coming right back after Attica at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, that's Grit Grind, TL, the chairman, the man that makes all of this happen. He right here on the Grit Grind every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Then yours truly, Catrice, right here, Raw Deal, 9 p.m. every Thursday night. And we're going to end up our week with So Ambitious every Friday, 8 p.m. Always, y'all, I appreciate you listening to the show. Really do. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great evening. I am out.
Seeking things for you, trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark. Holding you around town, with the rack top down, down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. candy, lovely flowers for her hair. On my love letter, she mails them back like she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm love's unknown soldier, fighting for her. But that girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me apart.
Been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Smooches.